Sitting up in the two beds beside each other, Eleanor and Theodora reached out between and held hands tight. The room was brutally cold and thickly dark. From the room next door came the steady low sound of a voice babbling, too low for words to be understood. Holding hands so hard that each of them could feel the other's bones, Eleanor and Theodora listened, and the low, steady sound went on and on, the voice lifting sometimes for an emphasis on a mumbled word, going on and on. Then there was a little laugh, a small gurgling laugh that broke through the babbling and broke off in a little painful gasp, and the voice went on. Theodora's grasp loosened and tightened. And Eleanor looked across to where Theodora ought to be in the darkness, and then thought, screamingly, "Why is it dark?" She rolled and clutched Theodora's hand with both of hers, and tried to speak, and could not. "We left the light on," she told herself. "So why is it dark? Theodora," she tried to whisper, and her mouth could not move. "Theodora," she tried to ask, "why is it dark?" And the voice went on, babbling, low and steady. A little liquid gloating sound. She thought she might be able to distinguish words if she lay perfectly still. She listened and heard the voice going on and on, never ceasing, and she hung desperately to Theodora's hand and felt an answering weight on her own hand. Then the little gurgling laugh came again, and the rising mad sound of it drowned out the voice, and then she heard a little soft cry, an infinitely sad cry. "It's a child," she thought with disbelief. "A child is crying somewhere. I can't stand it," Eleanor thought. "I will not endure this. They think to scare me. Well, I am scared. But more than that, I am a person. I am human. I am a walking, reasoning, humorous human being. And I will take a lot from this lunatic, filthy house. But I will not go along with hurting a child. I will, by God, get my mouth to open right now, and I will yell. I will yell. Stop it!" she shouted, and the lights were on the way they had left them. And Theodora was sitting up in bed, startled and disheveled.
"What?"
Theodora was saying.
"What, Nell? What?"
"God, God,"
Eleanor said, flinging herself out of bed and across the room to stand shuddering in a corner.
"God, God,"
Eleanor said.
"Whose hand was I holding?